So we do not want to be isolating ourselves. But what we have with everything totally going online is people are becoming isolated and they surround themselves virtually with only people who agree with them. This is a phenomenon that we're seeing today with the internet, is that now people can just surround themselves with only people who agree with them. I guarantee you that my news feed on Facebook looks a lot different than the news feed of some left-wing liberal. Think about it. Because, you know, I've got all my independent fundamental Baptist friends. I've got all these foaming at the mouth fundamentalists and Bible-believing Christians and King James Bible preachers. I've got all of those type of people on my friends list. So, you know, I might get a certain perception of, like, this is what public opinion's like. Everybody sees it my way. I mean, look at it. Just look at my newsfeed. But then I guarantee you there's someone else who's some left-wing liberal. They're surrounding themselves only with people like them, other left-wing liberals, and they're never even getting a biblical viewpoint, a conservative viewpoint. They're just getting that viewpoint. Everybody on their newsfeed is on that same page, or whether it's everybody's an atheist, everybody's a Muslim, everybody's a Buddhist. It doesn't matter. People on the internet now are able to just only interact with people that are just like them, find everybody who's just like them, socially interact with people that are just like them, and they end up becoming isolated. Now, stop and think about this. It used to be that places like work, school, and church would be the type of places where you would interact with people that you wouldn't normally seek out to be your friend. Like, think about people that you've worked with over the years. Would you have gone on Facebook and found that person and sought them out and said, boy, this is a guy that I want to hang out with? No way. So work put you with people that you never would have chosen to be your friend. But yet there you are in the work truck day after day with these people. There you are on the assembly line or out on the job site. You're with people that are totally different than you. They don't have your exact religion, your exact politics, your exact hobbies, your exact demographic, whatever. You know, you go to school, you're in a classroom with everybody. You're mixed in with a whole bunch of different people. You go to church, and at church, there are going to be rich, poor, all races, all different types of backgrounds. Our church is very diverse. So if you come to our church, you get around a lot of people. Now, sure, we all have the same basic beliefs and doctrines, but we vary in a lot of other areas. You know, just in our personalities, our backgrounds. We're from different geographies. I mean, we have people here from all over the world. Who here was born in another country besides the United States? Put up your hand. I mean, look around, tons of people that were born in other countries. And so it brings people of different kinds together when you're at church, when you're at work, when you're at school, whatever. But now with all these things going online, you're not going to interact with those people anymore. Now you're just in this echo chamber where everybody agrees with you all the time, and you're just surrounded by people that are just like you. And the problem with that is that we need to get out there and reach other people with the gospel. You know, yeah, we go to church, okay, but how often are you going to be able to do effective soul winning at church? Most of the soul winning needs to happen out there amongst people that aren't already saved, that aren't already a Christian, they don't already believe. And so, isolation. Jesus did not want us to become isolated. He didn't want us to just only be around people that are all saved, only get around saved Christians, only get around with people that believe exactly like us and be isolated. No, he wanted us to go out into the world and mingle with the people of this world. I mean, look at the Apostle Paul, and he just mingled. He's going into the marketplace. He's going into the place where all the philosophers are talking. Jesus walks into the temple and engages with the doctors and lawyers. And then you see Paul goes down to the river. A bunch of women are washing clothes. He goes down there and hangs out. I mean, he just goes everywhere and just interacts with people and just talks to people out in this world. But today, it's getting to where those kind of in-person interactions are happening less and less, where you don't interact in person very much because everything's going online. And then when you interact online, you end up just interacting in these little niches of people that are already just like you. Okay. And that leads me to my next point, which I said, number one, total censorship. Number two, total isolation. People are becoming isolated. Some people are getting to where they can't even interact socially anymore. They don't even know how to have a normal conversation anymore. They can only text. They can't even talk anymore. They can only do it by text. You know, so, some of you, you know, you meme like a real warrior, but then it's sort of like it says in 2 Corinthians. You know, his letters are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is contemptible. You know what I mean? Like we get to where we're just this lion online, but we're a paper tiger. Okay, we need to still interact in real life, folks, and not become so isolated where everything's just this cyber reality. You say, well, what's wrong with just being locked into a total cyber reality? Well, that goes back to point number one. It's totally controlled by a couple companies located in the Bay Area in California. May they all burn down. So, you know, it's just a few companies that are just sitting there and having a monopoly. And folks, these people get together and have meetings and decide, hey, these fundamental Baptist preachers have got to go. Yeah. Look, if you look at, I kid you not, last time YouTube updated their terms of service, they literally quoted Pastor Jimenez in the terms of service almost verbatim. I mean, if you looked, who saw that where the terms of service looked like they were literally like they looked at Roger Jimenez's sermon and then they're like, for example, here's what you're not allowed to say. And they almost spelled out exactly what he said. There's no way that it was a coincidence because it was so close to what he said. I was blown away by it. The point is that there are people who are sitting around, and it's not just the Bible that they're trying to censor. They're trying to censor all kind of viewpoints that they don't like. It's not just the Bible, folks. They're just getting everybody to think the way they want to think.